In the day's other headlines, the White House says that a recent MRI performed on President Trump was preventative screening focused on both his heart and abdomen. It follows the president telling reporters yesterday that he was open to releasing the results, even as he said he didn't know which part of his body had been scanned. The president's physician said today all of Mr. Trump's results were, quote, perfectly normal, and added advanced imaging was performed because men in his age group benefit from a thorough evaluation of cardiovascular and abdominal health. The president received an MRI in October at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, a visit the White House billed as the president's routine yearly checkup, but the president had already completed his annual physical back in April. The federal appeals court ruled today that Alina Haba, one of President Trump's former personal attorneys, has been serving unlawfully as the U.S. attorney in New Jersey. It deals a major blow to the Trump administration and positions the case for a likely Supreme Court fight. Haba is one of several U.S. attorneys the administration has attempted to keep in place through unconventional maneuvers, despite the fact that she was neither confirmed by the U.S. Senate nor appointed by district court judges, two established legal paths for holding that job. She's the latest Trump attorney whose appointment has been challenged. Last week, a federal judge dropped criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James after finding that the acting U.S. attorney on those cases, Lindsey Halligan, was also unlawfully appointed. A West Virginia National Guard member who was shot last week in a targeted attack in the nation's capital is still in serious condition but has showed positive signs in his recovery.
Andrew is still fighting for his life. Andrew needs prayers.
At a news conference today, West Virginia's governor said Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf still faces a long road ahead, but he says Wolf responded to a nurse's question with a thumbs up and has started to move his toes. A fellow Guard member, Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, died of her wounds last week. Investigators are still working to determine a motive in the shooting. The accused shooter, an Afghan national, has been charged with first-degree murder. In South Asia, more than 800 people are still missing after last week's catastrophic floods claimed more than 1,000 lives across Indonesia, Thailand, and Sri Lanka. Over half of those deaths were on Indonesia's Sumatra Island, where landslides left behind miles of thick mud tangled with trees and sheet metal. As rescuers scramble to recover the dead, families are left to absorb staggering loss.
This building used to be my house. This was a mosque. This was my parents' house, our rice mill, my younger brother's house, and my in-laws. Now everything is flat with water.
The floods brought on by a rare tropical cyclone have displaced nearly 300,000 Indonesians. That's as a separate storm inundated parts of Sri Lanka. The president of that island nation said the scale of the damage is unprecedented.
As a country, we are facing the largest and most challenging natural disaster in our history. We also recognize that we are undertaking the most difficult rescue operation in our nation's history. This is the first time the entire country has been struck by such a disaster.
In Thailand, which was also badly hit, authorities were still working to restore water and electricity. The Thai Prime Minister set a 7-day timeline for residents to return home. And here at home, traveling without a real ID will soon cost you. The Transportation Security Administration says it will start charging air travelers a $45 fee in February if they don't have the newer form of identification. The government says that fee will help pay for alternative ways to confirm a passenger's identity, including biometrics. It comes as the TSA reported screening a record 3.13 million air passengers yesterday, the peak travel day for Thanksgiving. The highest ever number occurred despite weather issues in parts of the Midwest. On Wall Street today, stocks broke a 5-day winning streak and gave back some of last week's rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 400 points, or nearly a percent. The NASDAQ dropped by almost 90, and the S&P 500 ended a 0.5% lower. And today marks 70 years since Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a segregated bus in Alabama. That historic act of defiance sparked the 13-month Montgomery bus boycott, organized in part by a young Baptist minister named Martin Luther King, Jr. A pivotal moment in the civil rights era, Parks's civil disobedience and the boycott that followed culminated with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that segregation on public buses was unconstitutional. And still to come on the NewsHour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. We explore the growing influence of anti-abortion crisis pregnancy centers. And a young farmer gives her brief but spectacular take on building community.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.